Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Sibanda.
Good afternoon, Zama, and the listeners. How are you?
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Well, we are, going to be continuing to talk to you. In fact, great stuff. I think we informed you a little late about this conversation, but thank you so much for agreeing to join us this afternoon. By the way, those who don't know, Cindy Sosibanda is a regular here on Maranatha Drive. This is a show that actually gives you information even about issues pertaining to law. He's a partner and director at MSM and Associates. Now, several people may find themselves in situations where they feel it is necessary to record conversations that occur in the workplace. The main reason for this is so that the recording may be used as proof against the other person for several reasons. Now, it could be in the workplace where you have recorded certain scenarios, such as disciplinary proceedings. The question that very often arises, however, is, are such recordings without the person's knowledge legal? And furthermore, can the recording be used at a later stage as evidence? And is it admissible? Now, Sintiso, what are off the record discussions with employees?
Zama, off the record discussions with employees are generally informal conversations between the employer and the employee, and they are intended to be private. They're not intended to be documented, obviously. Mm-hmm. And these may be used, in place of formal disciplinary processes or legal proceedings. Mm-hmm. They are used generally to clarify matters or give informal warnings in sensitive issues, obviously without resorting to the formal disciplinary processes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One must take into account that these off-the-record or the term off-the-record is a colloquial term. It's not a legal term. And it does not afford legal protection or confidentiality. It does not attach confidentiality in this regard. Mm. Off-the-record discussions may be recorded or they may be presented in formal proceedings if the recording is lawfully done. If it was done lawfully, then they can be presented in formal legal proceedings.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, Zama.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Thank you so much, man. I think I just got lost there, just on the last word. Now, what does the law say about the recording without the other party's knowledge or consent? And I see this happening in many places and many people do it. But what does the law say about it?
Now, Zama, the regulation of interception of communication and provisions of communications-related information, which is the RICA Act, governs interception or the recording of communications. Private communications, such as telephone conversations between parties or face-to-face conversations, they're generally, you require consent, for you to record such private discussions. However, there's a nuanced view in relation to the South African position. Mm. There is what we refer to as one party versus two party consent system, right? A one party consent system basically requires the one party who is a party to that particular conversation without the other party's knowledge, they can record this particular conversation. Or there is what we call a two-party consent interpretation, Right. The two-party consent interpretation requires both parties or all the parties that are party to the discussion to consent to the recording of such conversation.
Hmm.
Now, if a party is not party to the conversation and records that particular conversation, then that recording is unlawful.
Hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and the thing, the next question is actually attached to that, that it is it lawful to secretly record phone calls? I think many people do those phone calls as well. People install that record function on their phones. And you, as you said, it is definitely unlawful. Now,
Zama, that's why I said there's a nuanced aspect to it.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you are a participant to the conversation, there is no barrier to you recording in terms of our law. As long as the recording is done lawfully, you don't need really to inform the other party. But as long as you are a participant in that particular conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, if you're not, then the recording, or it's called tapping of a particular phone call,
then it becomes
unlawful.
Mm. Now, can the recording be used as evidence in any legal proceeding?
The criteria for the admissibility of such a recording has to go through particular hurdles. Now, in South Africa, it is determined on a case-by-case basis. And the hurdles that it must go through is that in terms of Section 35(5) of the Constitution, that evidence must be obtained it must not be obtained in violation of another party's rights. In other words, the right to privacy. And if it violates the right to privacy of another person, then it will be excluded in as evidence. It must also not violate the provisions of the RICA Act. And what is important, obviously, is the relevance or the probative value of that particular recording.
Mm-hmm.
How useful is that particular recording through disciplinary processes? Or has it been done in good faith? The manner in which the evidence was obtained must be fair and reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is fair and reasonable interpreted in a way that is acceptable to all parties?
Obviously, one of the things that we need to take into cognizance is, was this person a party to the conversation? Is the recording relevant to the case that we're talking about? And was the recording not obtained for malicious reasons?
Malicious reasons. Mm. Yeah, these are difficult instances. Of course, I mean, in case law, I do suppose that we may have certain cases that were thrown out, I mean, in terms of evidence, that was not admissible in certain cases, especially big cases.
Definitely, Zama. I've got a number of cases in this case, basically, which clarify the position in South African law. One such case is the case of S versus Naidu.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2003 case which was which went up to the Supreme Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the issue that the Supreme Court had to decide was whether a recording that was done secretly would be admissible. In other words, a conversation that was recorded secretly would be admissible. In this particular case, the Supreme Court held that the one-party consent recording are admissible in criminal proceedings when the person recording is a participant. Now, the key point here is that RICO does not prohibit a participant from recording a conversation without informing the other party. That recording may be admitted, subject to considerations, obviously, of fairness. In other words, is it relevant to the proceedings and so on and so forth. There's another case, which is the case of S versus Oosthuizen, and it's a 2016 case. In this case also, the court had to determine whether a secretly recorded phone call by an accused could be used as evidence. In that particular case, what the court held was that a party to a conversation who records without the knowledge of the other, that particular recording may be admissible unless there are other overriding considerations that need to be taken into account. And finally, obviously, there's the case of Nxumalo versus the Minister of Correctional Services. And in this case, this was a labor court case. Also, it had to determine whether a recording that was done during disciplinary proceedings could be admitted as evidence. And the labor court in that particular case emphasized that what is critical there is the authenticity and the fairness of the recording. Is the recording authentic? And was the recording taken fairly? So if it was unlawfully obtained, then it would be excluded from the proceedings.
Okay. Which I think is fair. I mean, also that should help in curbing people to bringing such evidence where, you know, that kind of evidence actually has not been lawfully obtained. But also, Cindy, so there's a role that is played by AI. I mean, I'm sure you've seen videos of Donald Trump, for instance, but people would claim that he has said this, that, and this is voice and you can see his face, but none of that thing happened.
If that is correct, Sam.
And so I think with this day and age that we live in, people would be recorded, or inverted commas, I mean, having said 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's your voice and you can hear that, no, this is me. But you know for sure that you never said such a thing. It's just AI.
That is true, Zama. That is true. We are entering into a very slippery slope, especially in the advent of AI. I mean, AI is trained, obviously, by the information that we load onto the system. It can load your voice, it can load your face. You can basically go on ChatGPT and say to ChatGPT, give me a recording, a video of Zama doing A, B, C, and D. And I want, in that recording, I want you to say A, B, C, and D. And it can simply generate it by going through the matrix and checking for photographs or pictures of you, and create a video, the video in terms of the instructions that I've given But obviously, there's a manner in which those recordings are deciphered. I mean, IT gurus would be able to determine whether this is AI generated or it is not AI generated. So that becomes the simpler part. because they simply break it down to determine whether this is an authentic video or it is not an authentic video. And surprisingly, obviously enough, is they also use AI to generate or to check whether the video is authentic or not.
Wow, interesting. Now, do you think that in such instances, especially with this, recording of people unawares and stuff like that, is there room for the improvement or amendment of the law, or do you think that it's still perfect?
There's always room for improvement, Zama. The law is very dynamic. It is not static. How we perceive the law today may be different in a couple of years, and we continue to test the law. We continue to test the law. So basically, this is what we do today. We may find that certain things are acceptable, and as the law develops, we then realize that there's we need to steer away from certain customs, certain legal precepts and things of that nature.
Well, it looks like there's interesting times ahead. Man, Cindy Swamas, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Blessings to you until we speak again.
Blessings to you too, Zama. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.